Well, Angie Metcalf joins us on this Easter weekend as we talk a little bit about the proper use of needles on the farm as we have our answers from the Heartland, from our friends at Heartland Cooperative. And Angie, a lot of people do ask the question about how many times should they reuse a needle? What's the correct answer?
Well, you know, if you ask the animal, I'm sure she would say one time, Mom. Mm-hmm. If you ask the farmer, they might say till the bottle's gone. So, you know, maybe a good range would be maybe 10, no more than 10 animals, just to kind of minimize it if you're not going to change it after every animal.
Now, when we talk about limiting the use of the needle, there are several reasons why. Can you explain a few?
Well, every time a needle is used, it becomes duller, obviously. If you look at the tip, you're going to notice it might get bent over or burred. So every animal after that not only feels that poke, which gets more and more, you know, as it gets duller, it gets more and more painful. It also feels that drag when it's extracted. So this makes a bigger wound to heal and more pain for that animal.
Now, are there any other reasons that you'd recommend going to a fresh needle?
Well, anytime we have that burred needle, it's going to increase the amount of tissue and blood that is retained on the needle and goes back into the bottle. So if you're vaccinating, let's say, 20, 25 head and only use one or two needles, that bottle at the end could be full of foreign matter. So is the last animal vaccinated getting the same protection as the first one? Yeah. Vaccines are expensive.
Oh, that's a very good point. How about your tip of the day?
Well, obviously needles are very inexpensive, so don't waste money, you know, damaging animals and damaging bottles by using cheap needles. Another thing to remember is different needles for different areas on the farm. So baby calves, you know, you're in that 18 to 20 gauge range instead of obviously a 14 or 16 for cows. Especially if you're doing sub-Q, you want a small injection site so fluids don't come back out. Shorter needles for calves, you know, longer, 1 inch or larger for cows. You know, have that right equipment in the area for the farm, for each area, and that'll help save a lot of issues, I think.
Hey, bring up a good point, and we talk on other aspects of our operations using the proper equipment. But here, as you said, for the different type of animals, and not only that, but the different type of injections you're giving, having the proper needle really can make a difference.
Exactly. Yep. Makes an unpleasant job just a little bit easier for the people and animals involved.
And that's what we're ultimately striving for. Well, don't forget, if you have more questions on this subject or others, you can contact Angie by calling Heartland Cooperative at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, a whole bunch of information on that website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, so go ahead, take a look at it at your convenience, and you can click on the logo there and see podcasts if you happen to miss one.
It is Angie Metcalf, and on behalf of Angie and myself, wishing you a happy and blessed Easter, and from all our friends at Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, this is 101.9 WDEZ.